Time management is another topic. Time management is obviously quite a complex topic, but just to give a very brief idea about time management can only come about if you've got a value for your time and you're understanding that time will continue to move on even if we don't. Even if we stand passively for 2 days, time will move. We will get older. Maybe that additional white or gray hair will appear, right? Even if you don't do anything, even if you sleep for 3 days straight, right? Time will move, you will get older, and that is how much less time, that is how much less time you have until our death. So time takes no prisoners, right? Time is basically vicious. It will basically cut us unless we use time. If we don't use time productively, it will basically just waste us. So that's why a person has to really understand that, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran, about time, that this is wal asr, innal insana lafi khusr, right? That by asr, by the time, human beings are in loss, because time is just going to take you away, it's going to wither you away, it's going to basically waste you away if you don't do anything useful. So while we can enjoy ourselves and while we can have a good time, but that is just as a relief, that is just as a relief from the purposeful acts that we want to do, the acts of objective that we want to do, that we want to achieve something and hopefully leave even a legacy behind. Focus on our next generation is a big issue. It's a big thing to focus on our children and our families, our society. All of these things are a legacy. Any good that we're going to do, and this is tying into some of the other questions here, anything good that we're going to do, there's going to be a benefit of it. Any help that we give to somebody and they've just increased because of that, they've just enhanced themselves because of that, we're going to be rewarded that for that forever, right? And also another thing is that if they learn from something that we've just done for somebody else and they are inspired to do something and they continue that tradition and then somebody else continues that tradition, that's a sadaqah jariyah. We're going to be benefiting from that. So yes, we can enjoy ourselves, we can, you know, have a party, we can have different types of recreation, but those must be what we do to basically take away the mundaneness, or the, you can say, the just the incessant consecutive drill of everyday work. Otherwise, our real work needs to be something that we are fulfilling our responsibilities. That, you know, it should be the fulfillment of our responsibilities, right? So that's really what it is. Then if you understand that, you will manage your time. Some people are naturally procrastinators. They've done some studies recently about part of the brain being like that. That's what makes certain people procrastinate. They want to do the work, but they just can't. They want to do it, but they just delay until the last minute. For that, you just need to get, you need to maybe get some self-help books about these kind of things. And understand that at the end of the day, time is not going to stand still. You'd rather be more comfortable in getting something done earlier than to rush at it in the last week, last minutes, and do a half-baked job, right? So a person needs to think about all of these things and can constantly ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give blessing in time. What I found to be the most useful, as was suggested and advised to me by some of my teachers when I had this problem, I mean, I still have the problem that you don't have enough time. When you want to do so much, you're just not going to have enough time, right? But we're here, we're talking about time management, is that inshallah, if you do some dhikr a day, right, and you give your time to Allah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will facilitate for you a lot. He'll give you barakah and blessing in everything else that you do, because you're giving time to Him. When you give time to Allah, Allah will give you your time. Otherwise, your time will just go in on YouTube or anywhere else and you'll be wasting it. So sit down and, you know, do some istighfar, do some durood sharif, do some third kalima as we call it, and spend some time doing that every day for regularly, and inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make ease.